However, in most families, it's mealtimes that provide the primary opportunities to be together and to learn how to interact. Mealtimes are not just about good food, talking together, and relaxation. They're when teenagers learn so many vital social skills. They learn how to discuss and debate issues, how to take turns, how to contribute to a conversation, and how to listen to others.
I remember one father, when asked what he'd done when his children were teenagers, saying, "I don't think I did anything except spend hours sitting round a table eating." We know his children well. They've grown up to be people who have great social skills and who are very good at interacting with others.
We tried to eat together as a family in the evening. Sometimes it was in a rush before Nicky and I went out to an evening event.
With three boys all keen on sport, the conversation revolved too much around rugby, and we should have steered it more towards Kirsty's interests some of the time. But those regular mealtimes kept us in touch and undoubtedly built the relationships between us.
And then, once a week, we had what we called our family night. That was the one evening in the week when we made sure we were all there and we all spent longer, having a more relaxed meal and doing something fun together. We started our family night when our children were very little, and at that stage we would have tea and play party games.
When they became teenagers, we continued with the tradition, which included the whole family taking it in turns to choose what activity we did. We went through a rollerblading craze. Some of my favourite memories are of playing roller hockey 3 against 3 on a summer's evening in the park.
Other times we might have watched a DVD together or invited another adult friend who we knew would relate well to the teenagers and whom they would enjoy spending time with, and we just sat and talked.
Admittedly, some family nights were a total disaster. We couldn't agree on which DVD to watch, or one of them would annoy a younger brother or provoke an older one, and we had to send one or more of them to their room. But we kept them going for years, and they made a huge difference to our family relationships.
For some families, regular mealtimes are a real struggle for different reasons. But we'd encourage you to persevere, as they're so central to building relationships.
For others, having leisurely meals together every day simply isn't possible, but they make the most of the weekends.
I think it helps us to spend more time with the family and
Catch up on what everyone's done during the week and everything, just it's social time where you can all chat to each other.
And we're all at different schools and have different times with we're in the house, and everyone's kind of running their own schedule. There's not really any set time we have except for those on Saturday nights and Sunday lunches. I think it's really important that we just spend some time together, as a whole family.
We often suggest we go out for a walk. We've got a favourite family place where we go for a walk. Obviously, the children, when we mention it, don't actually sound very enthusiastic. It's all oh, no, walk. But when we get there, we actually have a good time, and I think it's making the effort.
I think family time is important for us because we've made a big value of just spending time together. So we make it a big value in our family to hang around with our girls, to play games with them, to talk to them and things like that.
Very early on, Owen set what was we called our family night, which was on a Saturday night, and we would watch a movie. We got a projector for our birthdays and we watched a film together on the wall. And it was quite funny because I've always valued family night, but if the kids got invited out to a sleepover, I'd be happy for them to go. Whereas I was no, let's set the value in early. And that's really paid off, isn't it? Because they enjoy family night and generally prioritise it.
We enjoy games and we've often had great fun just having board games and such like. We enjoy watching DVDs, and if we can find something that we all enjoy, that's always a sort of good experience to do together as well. I think it's planning it in and getting them involved. And I've been surprised as well at some things where you think teenage boys wouldn't necessarily engage in, that when you push them a bit, actually they really have. And you can have great fun in maybe even going back to things they did when they were a bit younger as well.
To build on your family relationship, I think, is much more important than any other relationship because, they're the people that are always going to be there for you.
Looking back, we can see that having weekly family nights was an investment of time that was hugely beneficial. Talking together, eating together, doing enjoyable things together was invaluable for building relationships within our family through the teenage years.
We've put some homework in the manual, which is designed to be done between the sessions to enable you to continue to think through the subjects that we've raised.
This session's homework, we hope, will help you to talk to your teenager about the best times to spend with them and do things that they're interested in and enjoy.
We're going to finish each session with a short prayer. So do please stay as you are while I pray. Lord, we thank you that our children are a gift from you. Thank you that they're each unique and have their own unique personality and gifts. Thank you for the privilege of parenting them, of shaping and influencing their lives. We ask you to help us with this challenging task. And we pray that as a result of this course, each parent would feel more confident and better equipped for this role. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Our question for you today is, do you have a regular family time, either daily or weekly? If not, what steps can you take to introduce one to your family's life? We also have some worksheets for you to work through. Make sure you check those out. We'll see you tomorrow.